Welcome to the Because Bikers Matter podcast. I'm your host, David Schumann. We are in Port Charlotte, Florida at Burt's Black Widow Harley-Davidson and the Twisted Fork Diner that is next door. We have some special guests today, two of them in fact. One of them is Angie Garten and the other Sonny Garten, known as the Badgers. So, we're here, as I said, today with the Badgers, Angie and Sonny.
Hi, guys.
I was going to say hello. Welcome. Nice to see you guys again.
Yes. You too.
Thank you. So I know Angie and Sonny because I met them back in Sturgis, South Dakota for the 2021 rally. They were at the crossroads in at the Buffalo Chip, and had just completed the Guinness World Record poker run. And I had the honor to go ahead and interview them. I also got to ask them why they were called the Badgers. So we're not going to cover that today. However, they have something else that they spend massive amount of hours on called support bikers. And so I'd like to know, guys, how'd you come up with that? When did you come up with that?
All right. Well, I can tell you when we started it, so I can tell you the story behind it. So we started it May 1st of 2020 when the pandemic was happening, unfortunately. But it was a solution for us, so you can explain.
So we've worked with small businesses for years and years and years. We own a credit card processing company. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to build a platform where bikers could connect and support each other, right? Because it doesn't really matter what you want. You can probably find a biker-owned business or biker-friendly business that provides that service. So my goal was, how do we get all of these cool biker-owned businesses connected to all of their potential customers and bikers? So that's why we created Support Bikers, was a place where everybody can connect and support each other.
Very nice. So where are Support Bikers at today? What kind of viewership do you have? How does that whole process work?
All right, so we've got our website. So people are going on there right now. They're putting themselves, we're calling it on the map, putting themselves on the map. So you can go on there and pin yourself on the map. So we've got a bunch of businesses, we've got motor vloggers, and we've got bikers that are on there. So what kind of details are you looking for?
I heard a rumor that you have attorneys on there too.
Oh!
We do. In fact, it's sponsored by injury attorneys. One for each state, because, you know, yet again, support bikers. So if you go down, if you have any issue, our goal is to have somebody we know, like, and trust to connect you to that can help you out in whatever state you're in.
So luckily meeting David in Sturgis face to face, we were able to have that conversation to see if, you know, he was willing to be a sponsor for us for the state of Illinois.
And the motorcycle safety lawyer said,
yes.
And it's been a fun, interesting relationship ever since.
Yeah.
Because Bikers Matter podcast is live from Burt's Black Widow Harley-Davidson in Port Charlotte, Florida. So, what do you think the future is for support bikers?
All right, well,
we're going to build the absolute largest biker network in the world. So, we'll connect bikers, we'll connect content creators, moto vloggers, radio channels. Anybody that has anything to do with motorcycles, hopefully we'll connect them all at one place.
So we're on this, our campaign right now is get support and give support. So we've got individuals that if they need any kind of support whatsoever, I mean, if you need a tank of gas, if you break down and you need tools brought to you, just need some water brought to you, if something happens, we're going to be there to help you out.
We're in a motorcycle world here. Sure.
So, and then tipping support too. So you can go online and actually let other bikers know how you can support them. You can sign up to volunteer. So that's our campaign right now. If you need support, I think Sonny came up with, if life got you down, go to supportbikers.com.
Very nice. So how many members did you say currently are you support bikers? Approximately?
I don't even know.
Yeah, thousands. Thousands.
And how many people see the site every month?
So now you kind of complicate things. So we have supportbikers.com, which is our website. Then we have Support Bikers, our Facebook group. Our Facebook group has over 30,000 members. And then we have the Badgers and the Biker Lifestyle, which is our Facebook page, which touches 4 to 6 million bikers per month.
That's the very
problem. I like it. I think I'll keep like the thing about Support Bikers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you, David, for taking time your vacation to come see us.
Well, so far my wife hasn't killed me, so we're doing pretty good. Right. And she's playing photographer, so I'm safe. I have a safe distance right now.
Well, and the thing I would say, guys, is we built this. It is completely free for you to list yourself. So if you're a biker, go on and list yourself. You're not giving your home address, but you're giving, I'm in Port Charlotte, Florida. So when other bikers go into Port Charlotte, Florida, they can go on Support Bikers and they can find you. And you can tell them the best places to ride, the best places to eat, where to get their bike fixed, or maybe they just need some help, like a tank of gas. Maybe you can help there. So go on, list yourself. It's free.
So what things that came to mind, because I know you guys are expanding all over the country, is where Florida, I expect, is your biggest concentration because you live here and you started here. But where are the states you're finding a lot of activity?
Oh, wow.
So, membership, I should say.
Texas is big, Missouri's big, Nebraska's big, all the Midwest. But we have members all over the world.
Yeah.
We have Ireland, South Africa.
I know what's going on in Australia right now.
Australia. So this is not just U.S. based, this is worldwide. But imagine that. If you flew into Ireland and rented a bike, there's somebody there you could reach out to and say, well, where do I go now that I'm in Ireland on a bike? You know, so that's that unique connection anywhere you go in the world.
That's great. So I have to apologize because I forgot that there was another person here that should get mentioned. Baby Badger. Come and join us for a second.
She's got a story to tell.
So I'll let you guys do it.
All right, so this is Baby Badger. This is my 18-year-old daughter who got her license last March. And since then, she is the youngest world record holder. She has been all over the country on my V-Rod. So, you know what cool parents she has. They're like, hey, come ride the country with us. We'll let you use our motorcycle. I mean, that's pretty cool if you ask me.
And she's a very smart girl from what I understand. Medical school.
Yes. So this girl has done, she went with us to West Virginia, but we went through Tennessee. So she's done like the Tail of the Dragon. She actually did it up and down. She did the Rattler. We went through
Back of the Dragon.
And so that was like her, after a couple months of getting her license, we were gone for a week. And she traveled a bit, how many miles? At least 1,500 or so miles on. Yeah. And then she went with us on the World Record program.
So her first year, she knocked out an easy 10,000-15,000 miles.
Yeah.
Several states. And I've never drove out of state before, even in a car. So
I'm all about biker chicks and trying to get more ladies on the road. So I'm excited to have her.
I have a lot of friends who seem to feel exactly the same way. Or understand. Well, thank you, baby.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting that.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Sonny.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to work with you guys and to know you guys and become friends. Thanks for lunch, too, by the way. It was very good.
Absolutely.
As I say, come down and see us. We're in Port Charlotte, so we've got the Twisted Fork. How was dinner for lunch?
Lunch was excellent.
We have Bird's Black Widow.
We got the dealership right here.
You know the best measurement of whether the food is good or not? See, normally, my wife who does not eat a lot, she ends up putting her food on my plate, so her plate looks clean. She didn't give me anything today, right? So that tells you she really liked what she ate.
Fantastic. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, that's good. So, I want to thank our sponsor, Motorcycle Safety Alerts. 35 plus years experience winning, successfully winning motorcycle accident cases. If you get hurt, 888-500-9000. Also, I want to thank the Badgers for taking the time out for lunch again and for taking the time to get together and do this. And basically, I want to thank our photographer, of course, because without our beautiful photographer, I'd have nothing. So, for Because Bikers Matter podcast, this is David Schumann signing off.
Bye, guys.